was 36 when I started. All my periods had stopped. And it was just, I was just thinking, oh gosh, what's going on? Wasn't really too sure. And it was like 2 years later that I finally had a blood test, and it was confirmed that I definitely had was going through the menopause. All my levels, my hormones were very, very high, and I'd started getting all the night sweats, the hot flushes, my hair started falling out. It was just brain fog. Everything was just all at once. It was just really strange, because you don't really like to think that you're going through it so young, because you just think, well, when my mum's had a baby at 43, and they normally say, well, if it can run in families,
I was going to say, did you know much about the menopause? Because perhaps at 37, it's not something really that you're thinking too much about. It's more when you get into your 40s, perhaps, that you start to think, oh, is that going to happen to me soon? Was it a bit of a shock for you?
It was, yeah, I had no idea. I didn't really know much about it. Never really thought much of it because I was so young and just assumed, but at the time it was like, oh, normally get it till you're about 45 to 55, So, yeah, very much a shock.
And how did it affect you personally? You talked about the night sweats. I know a lot of people suffer from insomnia and perhaps putting on a bit of weight. I mean, how did it make you feel generally? And did it affect your work at all?
Well, I did. I felt really, really tired. And I started getting less and less sleep because of the hot sweats and the night flushes. They were just really, really bad. So throughout the night, I'd just be waking up so often. And it got to a point where I was waking up, must have been about 15 times a night. And it was just getting ridiculous. And in the end, I was literally just li surviving for years on an hour a night's sleep. And that continued for a good 10 years or so. It was just awful. I just felt so lethargic, felt tired all the time, couldn't really sort of understand what was going on. But then I sort of started looking at my diet and see if that had any effect. So I just did a bit of research, had a look around, see what was going on. I spoke to my manager at the time and just said, well, I'm just awake really early, so can I not adjust my shifts and start earlier? So he happily agreed. Okay, well, what sort of time do you want to start? I said, I'd say about 6 o'clock-ish. So I started at 6. So then I'd do my shift. But obviously, if there was other things that came in the diary, I'd then have to adjust and work later. But it seemed to work very, very well. Southeastern were really, really supportive. It got to the point where I was literally, I wanted to just throw up with the hot flushes throughout the day. So when I was with my previous employer, when this all first started, I literally would just run out the door. It could be the middle of winter and I'd just run out, no coat on, and just standing out there trying to cool down and, try to catch my breath, and palpitations would be going. It would just be awful. But I suppose it's part of life.
And you mentioned about how supportive were your employers were. How important was that for you? Because I've heard of people before who've actually given up work because they literally can't cope. They're also feeling anxious about everything and they've had to give up a career, which is just awful, really, when it's a
Oh,
natural thing that we have to go through.
it was immensely important, and it was just, I've always been quite an open person and can talk about sort of things like that. And luckily, I've a good relationship with my manager at the time, and we just talked about it. And I just said, this is really awful. I can't cope with certain days and brain fog. I'd just be like, where am I supposed to be going? What meeting am I supposed to join now? And Southeastern were just tremendously brilliant with it. My manager helped me so much. It was just a joy, because then, like you say, who knows, maybe I would have just given up and just thought, I can't deal with all this.